Knowledge with Building and Realty Institute host, Jeff Hanley. Mr. Hanley is the Associate Director of BRI. And every Friday morning at 11:30, you'll have the opportunity of learning to build your knowledge about planning, insurance, environmental regulations, and everything you need to know on the local level to build your knowledge. Here now is Jeff Hanley.
Well, good morning. And a happy Friday to all. Welcome to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, a radio show of the Building and Realty Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson region, which is also known as the BRI, as well as the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute and your program host. We thank you for joining us this morning here on 1460 WVOX, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. We are coming to you live from the WVOX studios in New Rochelle. And again, many thanks for joining us. For first-time listeners, we will explain what the Building and Realty Institute is. Our association is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. The Building and Realty Institute is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. We are truly a statewide business organization. Those members are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industries. The BRI represents our members and the building, realty, and construction sectors on a 24/7 basis. If you are involved in the building, realty, or construction industries, we are most definitely the membership organization for you and for your business. As I mentioned, we are live, so please feel free to call us at 914-636-0110 with any questions or comments that you may have on today's show. That number again is 914-636-0110. We would be happy to hear from you. Our program this morning will provide an update on how the Future Works program of the Guidance Center of Westchester is continuing to prepare young members of the workforce for entry-level positions in the construction industry. Our guest is Kimberly Morales, the director of the Center for College and Careers of the Guidance Center of Westchester. As we have consistently cited on our program, there is a serious shortage of skilled workers in the building and construction trades on a regional and national basis, and the work of the Future Works program is helping to address that problem. Kimberly is a first-time guest on our show, and we are very happy that she has joined us this morning. Kimberly Morales, welcome to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute here on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Thank you for joining us. How are you on this Friday morning?
Thank you for letting us have a voice on your platform, Jeff. I'm doing very well this morning. We appreciate the invite.
Well, Kimberly, we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Please give us a brief overview of the Guidance Center of Westchester and the services that it provides.
Sure, I would be delighted. Over at the Guidance Center of Westchester, we provide a plethora of services. We have youth services, which is referred to as the CCC, which stands for the Center of College and Careers. We have a housing department. We offer mental health services and a plethora of other services as well.
Thank you, Kimberly. We have important material to cover, so we will get right to the content of our program. Please update us on the role of the Future Works program in preparing young members of the workforce for entries into the building and construction industries.
So our trainings are funded by our organization, which allows us to provide free trainings, certifications, and licenses to Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, Pelham, and Mamaroneck residents who are between the ages of 16 to 24 and are interested in a career in general contracting, other contracting industries, or other fields as well.
Kimberly, can non-residents of the municipalities that you just mentioned become involved in the program, or is that still being worked on?
Unfortunately, not at this time, but we are still working on that.
Okay, very good. Please explain, Kimberly, what the program does in order to prepare youngsters for the workplace.
Yes, so we prepare each participant who is enrolled in a five-week work readiness training, which teaches participants the hard and soft skills that they need to thrive in the workplace. And we provide regulatory certification if needed to work on construction sites and a plethora of other fields as well.
Kimberly, the Future Works program provides a basic understanding of worksite safety, hand tools, power tools, material handling principles, and equipment use, basic blueprint reading, and workplace etiquette. Please review the training basics of each of those areas. I find that very interesting.
Yes, so we've incorporated the OSHA 30, site safety, security, urban handy person, which is the hands-on component, and CO, which is the energy auditing component, along with job readiness. And we take the youth on site visits as well to different construction sites so they get to see hands-on and speak to providers and employees about the field. And for instance, yesterday during the urban handy person, our youth were able to build a wall right in class. So it was a delight to see.
How long, Kimberly, are the time periods involved with each of those training procedures?
So for instance, OSHA 30 is 30 hours. Site safety is a combination of 10 hours. And the urban handy person and cult training are about 2 weeks.
Along with the training processes that we just reviewed, Kimberly, the Future Works program is continuing to provide additional services that are very important. Please explain those services.
Yes, we build connections to local businesses in an effort to develop opportunities for job shadowing, internship, and entry-level employment in the construction industry. The program provides ongoing support and assistance during the participant's work experience as well.
During the previous appearances of representatives from the Guidance Center of Westchester on our show, it was explained how the Future Works program is working with another regional entity on explaining to younger members of the workforce the many benefits of careers in the construction trades. Can you please touch on that?
Yes, we have the delight of being partnered with Dwayne Norris, Alex Alvarez, and John Panama of Social Synergy. And on an ongoing basis, we work together to develop and implement this construction program. And employment opportunities as well.
Soulful Synergy has worked with the Building and Realty Institute along with the Guidance Center of Westchester in addressing this issue, and I feel both of your organizations deserve a tremendous amount of credit for their respective efforts. Very, very important work, and it's good to see the alliance that the Guidance Center of Westchester has with Soulful Synergy. You're listening to, you're very welcome. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, a radio program of the Building and Realty Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson region. We thank you for joining us this morning here on 1460 WVOX and worldwide on WVOX.com. I am Jeff Hanley, the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute and your program host. Our show this morning is providing an update on how the Future Works program of the Guidance Center of Westchester is continuing to prepare young members of the workforce for entry-level positions in the building and construction industries. Our guest is Kimberly Morales, the Director of the Center for College and Careers of the Guidance Center of Westchester. 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. If you have any questions or comments on the content of this morning's program, once more, that's 914-636-0110. We continue to hear, Kimberly, how there are consistent labor shortages in other industries in our region and across the United States. Accordingly, please give summaries on the other programs of the Guidance Center of Westchester.
Absolutely. So the Guidance Center of Westchester, we have a W-Day program, which is a program tailored for youth. And in this program, we offer free trainings in IT, healthcare, vocational trades, such as plumbing, HVAC, electrical. We also assist with GED, college preparation, and obtaining your driver's license, because we know that's important, especially in the construction field.
Absolutely. No question about it. Kimberly, are there any signs of improvement regarding the shortages of skilled workers in the construction trades?
Yes, we have seen our participants gain skills, apply them, and become successfully employed and self-efficient, which is our goal.
Yeah, wow. That is good news, because the National Association of Home Builders and the New York State Builders Association, of course, along with the Building and Realty Institute, have been working on this issue for many, many months, and it is at a crisis level. So it is good to hear that there are some signs of improvement, because the industry, the building and construction industries, have been hit very hard by this problem. So that is very, very good to hear. On a related note, Kimberly, what are the biggest challenges that your organization faces regarding informing younger members of the workforce about careers in the construction trades?
I would say one of the biggest challenges that we face is getting the information out there about the resources that we provide, because I know sometimes people are willing but just don't know where to start.
Okay. I have heard from officials at the New York State Builders Association that entry-level salaries, starting salaries for many positions in the building and construction trades, begin at the ranges of between $50,000 to $55,000 per year. That is not a bad place to start at all. So I would think that would help your efforts in terms of pointing out to younger members of the workforce the benefits of a career in the building and construction sectors. Would you agree with that? I mean, I think you would, but would you agree with that, Kimberly?
I absolutely agree. Like you said, being able to inform the participants that they can start with about $55,000 and then grow into a lot of things and have a specialty as well, that is very engaging.
Yeah, I think the key word you said there, Kimberly, is grow. Absolutely. There are really, really a series of growth opportunities in terms of positions within the building and construction trades. And that is a key, key word. 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. If you have any questions or comments on the content of this morning's program, our show this morning is providing an update on how the Future Works program of the Guidance Center of Westchester is continuing to prepare young members of the workforce for entry-level positions in the building and construction industries. Our guest is Kimberly Morales, the director of the Center for College and Careers of the Guidance Center of Westchester. Once more, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. If you have any questions or comments on the issues that we are discussing on this morning's show. Kimberly, how about the challenges of informing younger members of the workforce about careers in other industries? Can you touch on that, please?
Absolutely. A lot of the challenges are that the youth don't know what they want to do, where they want to start, or what their options really are. So once we get them in for an intake, our staff provide one-on-one career exploration, workshops, and many other things to expose them to opportunities that are tangible and salaries that help them become self-sufficient.
Kimberly, do you have any success stories regarding those who have been involved with the Guidance Center of Westchester and then eventually found positions with some of our region's companies?
Absolutely. We have recently had some youth who graduated our former Future Works programming and who completed this programming's OSHA 30 and Site Safety, who were just hired for Benfield Electric. So we're super excited about that. We've also had participants hired at Murphy Brothers and Lopolis and other construction companies who will pour into our youth.
Michael Murphy is the Director of Business Development for Murphy Brothers Contracting, which is a longtime member of the Building and Realty Institute. And he has always had a series of compliments about your program and its benefits. So again, you guys are to be credited for the efforts that you are putting forth on behalf of the building and construction trades. No question about it. Kimberly, what are the best ways to reach the Guidance Center of Westchester?
Okay, well, they can reach our amazing staff at the numbers below. Keisha, Ms. Carter, she can be reached at 914-529-2803. We have Ms. Kate Hackett. She can be reached at 917-509-0653. And myself, Kimberly Morales, I can be reached at 914-888-6097. And I just wanted to add that we're open to doing presentations if anyone has any questions. And we're also inviting any providers who are seeking skilled employees to contact us as well.
Good to know. Absolutely good to know. On a weekly basis, Kimberly, how many members of the workforce, younger members of the workforce, would you say the Guidance Center of Westchester comes into contact with? What are the numbers? Is it maybe 20 a week, 15 a week? Or I would imagine it depends on the week itself.
Yes, it definitely spans on the week. And I think it also spans on the season, because sometimes during the holidays, you know, you don't get as much traction. However, we're able to help about 10 to 15 youth on a weekly basis. And that doesn't just mean enroll them. It just means help them along their journey to accomplish their goals.
When you speak with younger members of the workforce and you point out the benefits of a career in the building and construction trades, are they often surprised about how beneficial a career in building and construction can be? Are they surprised by that?
They're absolutely surprised. I think the biggest surprise is that they can actually obtain it. Like, it's within their reach. And so when we have partnerships with, like, Social Synergy and we provide on-site, hands-on training, it becomes more realistic to them and they get a sense of accomplishment when they see that they built a wall and a week ago they had no skills in the field. Also, when they're able to quote things that they learned in OSHA 30 on site safety in terms of keeping the class safe, it's a blessing to see. And you can see the confidence that builds in them.
That's great to hear. There are so many misconceptions about careers in the building and construction trades out there. So, again, it's great that an organization such as the Guidance Center of Westchester is around to point out the positives of a career in building and construction and to negate the misconceptions regarding careers in the building and construction industries. Kimberly, is there one or two other industries that are really being hit badly by the labor shortages? Are there representatives of those industries that you have come in contact with that have said, wow, we are really, really lacking skilled workers? Can you touch on that?
Yes. So we have seen a shortage of IT workers and healthcare workers, which are two avenues that we are trying to explore heavily in terms of getting the youth aware and acclimated to the salaries and what the credentials that it takes to obtain, and also being able to fund them, provide transportation, laptops if they need, whatever it is they need on their journey to fight the obstacles and barriers that they may have.
I've heard about shortages in the healthcare sector. The fact that you are saying that there are shortages in labor in the IT sector, wow, I find that to be very surprising, because that in recent years has been an attractive field to younger members of the workforce. I find that to be very, very surprising. That's interesting. Absolutely. Kimberly, once more, what are the best ways to reach the Guidance Center of Westchester?
The best ways to reach the Guidance Center of Westchester is to give us a call. We encourage everyone or anyone who has questions. I can be reached at 914-888-6097, and I can direct you to our amazing staff.
Kimberly Morales, thank you so very much for a great summary on the important work that the Guidance Center of Westchester is doing. We will check in with you in the weeks and months ahead, again, on the important work that your organization is doing. We hope you have a great Friday. We hope you have a great weekend. And again, we will most definitely be in touch. Thanks so much, Kimberly.
Thank you so much, Jeff. We really appreciate you.
You're very, very welcome. Have a great, great weekend. 11:53 here on 1460 WVOX-AM and WVOX.com. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, a radio program of the Building and Realty Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson region. We have about 7 minutes remaining in the show, so why not? Why not talk about the Building and Realty Institute? As I said in the program opening, the Building and Realty Institute is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. Our association is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. We are truly a statewide business organization. We have members as far east as Montauk and as far north as Buffalo. Our members are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industries. The BRI represents our members and the building, realty, and construction sectors on a 24/7 basis. If you would like further information on the Building and Realty Institute, please visit our website at buildersinstitute.org. That address, again, is buildersinstitute.org. Or you can go old school. You can give us a call at our offices in Armonk. We are at 914-273-0730. That number again is 914-273-0730. We would be very happy to discuss the many benefits of membership in the Building and Realty Institute. Our organization has been around since 1946. As I mentioned in the program opening, we represent virtually every area of the building, realty, and construction industries. We are talking about builders. We are talking about developers. We are talking about remodelers. We are talking about contractors and subcontractors. We're talking about property owners and managers. We also represent cooperative and condominium board members and their property managers. We also represent owners and managers of rental apartment buildings and complexes. In addition, we have a large membership base that is composed of companies that supply services and materials to all of the sectors that I mentioned. We are one base organization, but within that base organization, we have seven component associations. Seven. And that is really an advantage to members of the building, realty, and construction industries, because we definitely have a place for you. Let's talk a little bit about that. We have about 4 minutes remaining. We have the Apartment Owners Advisory Council, which represents owners and managers of rental apartment buildings and complexes. We have the Cooperative and Condominium Advisory Council, which represents members of boards of directors of co-ops and co-ops and condos. We have the Advisory Council of Managing Agents, which represents the leading property management companies in the New York metropolitan area. The Builders Institute represents builders, developers, and remodelers. That is the base organization. That is the organization that was formed in 1946 and is the base of our association. We have an entity known as the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council. Its acronym is SISPAC, the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council. That entity is composed of companies that supply building materials and services to the building, realty, and construction industries. Workers' compensation insurance, of course, is a big issue for employers. If your business is involved in building, realty, or construction, you most definitely should pursue New York State Workers' Compensation Groups 458 and 530. New York State Workers' Compensation Group 458 is designed for companies that are involved in the building, remodeling, and construction sectors. New York State Workers' Compensation Group 530 is designed for buildings and complexes that employ building services workers. For further information on these two important groups, please contact our insurance manager, Levitt First Insurance, at 914-457-4200. That's 914-457-4200 and ask for Michael McLaughlin. Again, these two workers' compensation groups provide a series of important benefits to members of the building, realty, and construction industries. BuildersInstitute.org. That's BuildersInstitute.org for further information on the Building and Realty Institute. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Friday here on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com for another segment of Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, beginning at 11:30 a.m. This is Jeff Hanley, your program host and the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute, saying stay safe, stay well, and have a great weekend. BuildersInstitute.org for further information on the Building and Realty Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson region. Have a great Friday, everyone. Have a great weekend. And we look forward to being with you again next Friday, 11:30 a.m. Take care, everyone.